Mark in the Morning comes to you from the studios of 100.3 The Sound in Los Angeles. In Southern California, hear it happen live without a net from 6 to 10 a.m. Weekdays on 100.3 FM.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fired up. That's the way to kick off a show with Andy, that right there.
Andy sure knows how to put a little juice in the conversation.
Sure do. Okay, let's just get this FCC-required legal ID out of the way. Gina is on the board.
Because I am sorely missing Mad Men, today's ID will come to us with Joan Holloway Harris.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I feel like I just got some really good news. 100.3 The Sound is KSWD FM and HD1 Los Angeles in Orange County, Southern California's classic rock, Mr. Draper.
You are listening to WKYC. You are a wild child. You've got a lot of smooth, and you got a lot of cool. You're alive, you're alert, you're a gal. You are listening to WKYC. You have a
master class. What the hell? I can listen to that crap all day long. God, that's a 30-second jingle.
That's amazing.
Well, I got to tell you, Red, the broadcasting hound who spends every show with me, is pumped for broadcast. He is completely passed out at my feet. I think that's a good sign.
Does Red ever rip some off in there? I mean, are you ever in the middle of the show? It's like, what in God's name just happened?
Not in the middle of a show, but every morning when I come down here to put the show together, it's a light walk, because if I smell something out in the hallway before I open the door, it's because Red just couldn't wait.
Yeah.
And we're greeted with a nice warm pile.
Oh.
Today, we give you the Friday Frenzy. Our special guest today, the Eagles. Plus, we're giving away two trips to the Pala Casino. The first one is $750 with Katie. How many marshmallows can she fit into her mouth? You can guess without going over. The one closest wins it. Then, at $850, we're playing Who Am I? Danny will quarterback that. Fun facts will be presented to you, and it's a fun fact that is true about one of us. Can you guess which fun fact matches which family member? The players are assembling for Itty Bitty Theater. David Friedman tells us what to watch and what not to watch at the movie theater. Todd's got sports. Headlines. We may have a chance to dust off our fake laugh today, so get ready.
Goody.
The high school bully did what? The coolest birthday card ever. He lost how much? And we're going to get you completely ready for your Memorial Day. Plus, at 8 o'clock, we begin the rock and roll A to Z. We start alphabetically with, in fact, if you can guess what the first song we're going to play at 8, alphabetically, we'll give you something out of the booty box, except the Van Halen tickets. And plus, we'll continue to tell you about how you and your choir can get on stage with Foreigner. All of it just around the corner. This is Mark in the Morning.
Mr. Wonka, I am extraordinarily busy, sir. I just wanted to ask about the chocolate. The lifetime supply of chocolate for Charlie. Well, when does he get it?
He doesn't.
Why not?
Because he broke the rules.
What rules? We didn't see any rules, did we, Charlie?
Wrong, sir. Wrong. Under Section 37B of the contract signed by him, it states quite clearly that all offers shall become null and void if, and you can read it for yourself in this photostatic copy, I, the undersigned, shall forfeit all rights, privileges, and licenses herein contained, etc., etc., fax mentis, incendium gloria culpum, etc., etc., memo bis punitor delicatum. It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
There's no reason for me to play that. I just love it so much.
This movie's so great.
You stole fizzy lifting drinks.
And when I was little and I watched the movie and he started yelling in Latin, I was like, well, yeah, that does sound reasonable.
Yeah.
I had no idea what he was saying.
Yeah.
It's one of the greatest films ever.
Indeed.
And that scene when the kid puts the candy back after that speech.
Yes, the gobstopper.
So freaking good. All right, real quickly. John Paul Jones Jr. says he was pissed off and fed up after a phone call with his wife. He hopped into his pickup truck, pulled around to the front of the yard, gunned the engine, and slammed it into his house. Neighbors called 911 to report the incident. Cops arrived on the scene to question him, but after a brief huddle, they determined there was no crime committed because no laws were broken. You can use your own car to destroy your own home if you wish.
Good. I did not know.
In other news, he's now nominated for the Darwin Award.
Yeah. What'd you say his name was? John Paul Jones Jr. Oh, see, I thought he was from Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, even better.
When he said he got into his pickup truck, then I knew it was not
him. What's trending? Gina's here to tell us.
Well, Reese Witherspoon will star in Disney's new live-action Tinkerbell movie. This one is going to break Andy's heart. Madonna has postponed the first 5 dates of her Rebel Heart tour. Oh. The tour was scheduled to kick off on August 29th in Miami, but she will now begin her international trek on September 9th in Montreal. And here's what's trending in sports. Let's see if I can get this right. The Warriors eked out a win over the Rockets last night, 99-98. Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. And now, Mr. Ziggy Stardust himself, David Bowie. This is Mark in the Morning.
I read somewhere where Bowie was proposing to some wife, whoever, and he said to her, if we get married, can you live with the fact that I don't love you?
Wow.
Isn't that bizarre?
It's a good opening line.
You know, he should really write for American Greetings or Hallmark.
30 minutes away from the Friday frenzy today, we welcome in the Eagles. I think this is entertaining in that two of the three Jews we have here on the show put this list together. I'm entertained by it. And, by the way, it is in alphabetical order. Andy and Danny put this together. It's in alphabetical order honoring our rock and roll A to Z, which starts up at 8 today.
Yep.
Now, I want to quickly share something with you. This is my buddy, John Waite. You know how much I love John. And John, even though he's a rocker, I've always told him he is a master at the ballad. And there was a song on his last album that touched me, as most of his ballads do. He's capable of writing with honesty that you don't normally ever hear. Anyway, and I bring this up for a reason. I'm going to play a little bit of this. This is a ballad from his last album. This is called If You Ever Get Lonely. John Waite.
Thanks for calling. It's so good to hear your voice, but you keep breaking.
I'm sorry, I played the wrong one. I busted my own thing.
Wow.
Let me go to John.
I like that one, too.
I hate it when I bust my own thing.
I do, too.
Thanks for calling. It's so good to hear your voice. You keep breaking up in all the static and the noise. But I'll keep listening, 'cause I never had a choice when it came to you. I'd love to see you. If you're ever out this way, you sound happy. Guess things are working out okay, and I'm getting better at putting one foot front of the other. And I know that California's not to blame. And I know there's millions of people in LA. But if you ever get lonely, if you miss me, if you need some. Someone's voice who loves you, that you need to hear. You know where to find me if you ever get lonely.
Well, it's a good day to be John, because a group called Love and Theft, a country act, has covered John's song.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling.
And they did it stroke for stroke. They didn't change anything.
Yeah, when you first played it, I'm like, you keep breaking my okay, I guess this is John Waite. Then you played the second one, I'm like, no, that's John Waite. Sounds a lot like him.
Cause I never had a choice when it came to you.
That thing just touches me. I love that thing. Okay, Mikey is keeping an eye on television for us. What do you say we jump into some Mike TV?
Now, the name soon to be heard around the universe is Mr. Mike TV. You love to watch TV, Mike?
You bet. So much Willy Wonka today.
I know. Let's do an all Willy Wonka bit day.
Yes.
So last night was the inaugural Red Nose Day campaign. I guess they're calling it on NBC. It's not a charity. It's a campaign. It's trying to get people to donate money to help kids living in poverty that have nothing, that need medical help. And you know, it's just a good cause. So last night started with Will Ferrell and Nick Offerman pleading to people to donate money. This is
your money will go towards medical care, schools, and inoculation programs. And if you don't know what inoculation means, you look it up when you go home, because now is not the time.
Yes.
Not to mention much needed
your
medicine.
Your power to help
is just a call
if
away.
If you don't mind, it's just a little teeny weeny bitsy itsy bitsy baby wavy life-saving call away. That's all it is.
I think that's it.
baby, really baby. Funny.
It was a pretty star-studded event. I mean, U2 was there, Coldplay, guys from Game of Thrones. So there was a Game of Thrones. I didn't get the bit, but Richard Dinklage? Is that
Peter,
his name?
Peter Dinklage.
He did a thing with Coldplay, the Game of Thrones musical.
Okay, that's what everyone's playing that I didn't know what it was in reference to. Amazing.
Okay. And then Keith Urban and John Mellencamp came out and did Pink Houses. Play it.
Across the domain.
And the highlight of the night, and I'm a rocker, but the highlight of the night was Ed Sheeran and Kermit the Frog doing Rainbow Connection.
I think I know this one.
I hope so.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side?
Rainbows are visions. But only illusions. Yeah. Rainbows have nothing to hide.
Someday we'll find it. The rainbow connection. The lovers, the dreamers, and me. La da da dee da da do. La da 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 dee da do.
Please donate to Red Nose Day. Make Kermit happy. Make me happy. Make kids happy. Do the right thing.
Gee, I wonder why they don't call it Green Nose Day.
No, mate.
Wouldn't work.
No.
Not the same.
Not the same.
or Brown Nose Day.
Hey.
Is the guy that does Kermit the Frog, is that Jim Henson's son? Did I read that? Am I making that up?
I believe so.
It was at one point. I don't know if it still is.
And boy, it threw me because that doesn't sound like Kermit the Frog to me.
There was a sketch SNL did a few years ago where Will Forte did Kermit the Frog, you know, was holding the pup and everything. It sounded just like him. So it could have been Will Forte. Huh.
Well, you know, I don't mean to ruin everyone's childhood, but if mine was ruined, I'm taking you all down with me. One of the most depressing things was when I was at Comic-Con 2 years ago and there was a booth of a man doing Kermit, and when they farm out their Kermits to events, it's heartbreaking.
Hi-ho! You know what I just heard the other day? And this disturbed me. Kentucky Fried Chicken is going to bring back Colonel Sanders. Did you hear about this?
No.
Kentucky Fried Chicken is going to bring back the deceased Harlan Sanders for their commercials. Guess who's going to portray Colonel Sanders in the commercials.
This is so good.
Daryl Hammond.
From South
Africa. That's fantastic.
I can't wait.
Oh, if anybody can do it, then he can do it. That's good stuff.
That's funny.
Andy's going to trend right after this. The frenzy is 20 minutes away. Alphabetical order. We welcome in the Eagles. Stand by. This is Mark in the Morning.
Quiet, please.
That real crusty, real what kind of damn crispy crust. It's really different. Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp.
Crispy.
New extra crispy. I thought I said that.
You don't want me to sing, do you, for Christ's sake?
We're rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
Most folks have heard about it.
All right, that's good. Good, very nice.
That's why folks call it finger. That's why folks call it finger.
Sounds good.
That's why folks call it finger licking good. That's why folks call it finger licking good. That's why folks call it finger licking good. I'm not getting anywhere with this now.
Fine.
The director, two things he says. One, this is the good one. It's so hopeful.
Like he was trying to will it.
Yeah. And then after one of the takes, okay, that was good.
It's one of my favorite things. All right, let's regroup. It is time to jump into Andy's classic rock time capsule.
I can't do it.
It's time to open Andy's classic rock time capsule.
This is the classic rock time capsule for Friday. It's May 22nd, 2015. Quiz, question, Mark and Gina. The Rolling Stones LP Sticky Fingers ships on this date in 1971. You know the front of it. It's a very famous Andy Warhol cover where there's a man wearing jeans, bulgy jeans, and there's a zipper on there, actual zipper on the cover. Now, in 1971, it shipped with the zipper unzipped, A, in error, B, to honor the late Brian Jones, C, to protect the vinyl, D, by Andy Warhol's design, or E, to incite controversy. Think about it. Answer's coming soon. Meanwhile, this day in 1958, the Killer, Jerry Lee Lewis, arrives in London for a British tour.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain.
Yeah, he shakes some nerves over there. During the press Q&A, he announces that the 13-year-old girl with him is his second cousin, Myra. And they're married.
Nope.
Out of the Brits like that, they do not. They call for his deportation as, quote, an undesirable alien. Jerry has 37 shows booked. Guess how many he completes? Three. Jeez. The English run him out of town on a rail, and they nearly derail his career. Wonder what would have happened if they would have heard from Jerry Lee that he's still married at the time to his previous wife and that he's technically practicing bigamy. I don't think that would have gone over either.
This next one is the first song on our new album, which just came out this week. It's called Surrender.
Did you know Cheap Trick's Live at Budokan album was never intended to be released here in the U.S.? It was meant to be just a Japanese promotional album called From Tokyo to You, and 30,000 copies are pressed. But this thing ends up getting so much airplay as a Japanese import by American DJs, Epic Records has to release it at the beginning of 1979. Good thing they do. This date in 79, the album goes platinum, so good for them. Years later, this is the date in 1999, the Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band sell out 15 shows at Continental Airlines Stadium in New Jersey. 15 shows. That sets the record for the most shows ever during a single arena stand. Not likely to be toppled soon. Okay, so Rolling Stone's Sticky Fingers album shipped with the zipper down by mistake in tribute to Brian Jones, to protect the vinyl by design, or to whip up frenzy. What's your answer?
I'm going with Andy Warhol's design.
I was going to go there. Since she did it, I'll say to kick up controversy.
to protect the vinyl.
What?
Wow.
See, Andy Warhol comes up with this idea, this iconic album cover, right? A dude's blue jeans and a working zipper. And then they put them all together and stack them in boxes flat on top of one another. The zipper pull digs into this. Can't You Hear Me Knockin' has a big scratch, a big pop in it, because the zipper pull is digging into it on all the albums. So they decide, all right, we'll start shipping them with the zipper down.
Ooh la la.
And so the zipper pull is just over the center label. How about that? That's the classic rock time capsule for today, and we're going to play you a little bit of the Rolling Stones to play us out on it. You're listening to Mark in the Morning.
All right. We're going to get you ready for your Memorial Day.
Give me some of that good meatballs off the bone. Baby, I'm hungry. I said, baby, you hungry. Let's head to Mr. Spriggs and get us some ribs. 10-17.
The top 10, this is according to TripAdvisor. People that use TripAdvisor, they put comments up where they ate. So if you've got to have the best ribs out there, here are the top 10 barbecue places in the United States. And Gina, your hometown made it.
Yes.
Number 10, Pappy's Smokehouse, St. Louis, Missouri. Number 9, Franklin Barbecue, Austin, Texas. 8, Buck's Smokehouse, Destin, Florida. Number 7, Hogshead Cafe. I always love a restaurant when the word hog is involved.
Or head.
Or head, yeah.
That's in Richmond, Virginia. Number 6, Captain's Barbecue, Palm Coast, Florida.
Ooh.
Number 5, Andy Nelson's Southern Pit Barbecue, Cockeysville, Maryland. I said cocky. Number 4, Reuben's Smokehouse, Fort Myers, Florida. 3rd, Bogart's Smokehouse, St. Louis. And here's Gina's. Number 2, Joe's Kansas City Barbecue,
yes,
Kansas
Joe's.
City,
Camp.
Do you know it? You know
of it? I know Joe's. It's a legend. It's everybody knows Joe's Kansas City.
Wow. Wow. And then number 1, Joe's Barbecue in Blue Ridge, Georgia.
Huh.
Now, well, we just learned something important. If you want a top barbecue spot, you got to name it Joe's.
Yeah. And a lot of Florida entries in there. Like
four of them. Yeah, I would have to think that's because of tourism. A lot of people vacation, and so barbecue. Everybody loves barbecue. I was in Memphis, and Memphis is big on barbecue. So I was told, if you want to find the best places to eat, ask a taxi cab driver, which I did. I said, where can I get the best barbecue? And he goes, sauce or dry rub?
Oh, he knows.
I said, well,
about.
I usually like sauce, but let me try the dry rub. So he said, go wherever he said, and we went. Place was packed, had to wait 45 minutes. Got him. Learned that I don't like the dry rub.
Not your thing.
Did not enjoy.
Well, here's the real question. If you're a barbecue sauce guy, do you like it a little tangy or do you like it sweet and smoky?
I'm so glad you brought that up. I can't stand sugary barbecue.
Well, this is where our friendship takes a dive.
Really?
I must have the vinegar-based tangy love. That is it. So no sweet barbecue.
So you like Texas barbecue. That
yes.
Vinegary. See, I can't stand it. I like thick, rich, smoky, sweet Kansas City barbecue.
Well, you don't even know what you're talking about.
Trust me, I do. How dare you?
She's from Kansas City.
I take umbrage, sir.
Yeah, it's. I just really, really, in fact, my father could cook barbecue and he would smoke it and it was worth. Have I told my father's cooking out story?
I don't think so.
All right, I got to hurry. So my father was ahead of his time in many ways, right. Luther. And he
That's was the man who barbecues.
Which is a great name.
Yeah.
Well, name. He would, every Saturday night, he would cook out and burn the hamburgers, and then we would eat and watch Lawrence Welk. So this guy being ahead of his time, he's sitting there thinking, you know, those charcoal briquettes are hard to get going. What if I were to soak the charcoal briquettes in gasoline?
That would
get them. So I was sitting, we had 3 huge picture windows by the patio, and the grill was down below that. So I'm sitting there just kind of watching whatever's on TV. He had stacked up the gasoline-powered charcoal briquettes, and he lit it. The flame that blew past these 3 picture windows was, and then the kicker is, hamburgers that night tasted exactly like gasoline.
Oh, no.
But you got to admit.
I'm sure there's no cancer in that one.
You got to admit, the man was ahead of his time. This is Mark in the Morning.
favorite parts of the song, the bass line. You don't notice until you hone in on it.
I could never pull. I can't hear those things.
So many guys I've dated.
Jackie's going to have a breakdown right here on the air.
Desperado.
Desperado. This is a gorgeous song.
Why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you got your reasons.
What did Glenn Frey say in that documentary? That we knew we were going to be all right because we had this thing called Don Henley.
Yeah. Somehow. Yeah.
His voice is so great.
Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. You know the queen of hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Desperado.
This frenzy is in alphabetical order in honor of Rock and Roll A to Z, which begins at 8. We begin with the very first. If you can tell us what the first song we're going to play is, we'll give you something out of the booty box.
Make it come out.
And in my opinion, one of the greatest songs ever recorded.
I think a lot of people share this opinion with you.
Yeah.
Especially when they're drunk at a bar.
You can check out, but you can never leave. One of the greatest lines ever written.
It's like a Roach Motel. This whole riff, the song completely built on a little demo that Don Felder put together. And it's just repeated through the song. It's so beautiful.
Apologize, but I have to move along.
Oh, I love this song.
Why don't you marry it?
Well, if I could, I would.
Welcome to the show. We're all five.
By the way, the name of the band is Eagles, not the
I don't
Eagles.
Want to hear it. In my mind, it's the Eagles.
Look at us, baby.
Eagles.
Drink.
I snorted.
I heard that. Song.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Joe Walsh, in my opinion, came along and saved the Eagles from them. Excuse me, Eagles from themselves.
Speaking of strippers, in the heyday of the Mark and Brian program, we had a girl call up, and she said, "I have a hankering to strip, and I've never done it. Can you help me?" We found a strip club that said she can do it, and the girl wound up being pretty hot. The place was packed, and she stripped for the first time. It was one of the hottest things I've ever witnessed.
Wow. Knowing that she had, come true.
Yeah, knowing that she had never done it.
Oh, God. This song is way too white boy for me. I just can't. I can't even. No, thank you.
Watch your mouth. This is a great lick.
No. Sorry. She's anti-doodly. And then the next part, this...
One of my favorite Jackie-isms, I was on the talk back giving her crap about something, and she goes, "Keep it up, white boy."
Uh-huh.
Jackie, this is a great song.
No, it's not. Laughing in the fast way. No, I just can't.
This is a country rock band. What's your...
I like this song. Makes me feel...
You know she likes when those elbows go up.
This is one of my favorite songs of all time.
City girls just seem to find out early how to open doors with just a smile.
Glenn Frey and Don Henley sat at the Palms restaurant down here on Santa Monica watching people eat. Making up stories about what their lives were about.
Wow.
This is one of those stories. They saw a woman out there with an older man.
That makes so much sense now.
This song made me forgive Glenn Frey for Smuggler's Blues.
Grudge holder.
Agreed.
First song released off of this album and number one.
There's talk on the street, it sounds so familiar.
You know everyone's drunk at my family party if this song comes on. Jackie's busting out the air guitar.
Somebody's stripping to this one too, as a matter of fact. Not this one so much.
I like the way sparkling earrings lay against your skin so brown. And I want to sleep with you. Stars all around, 'cause I got a peaceful.
Now that you mention it, I'd like to see somebody shake their moneymaker to this song.
And I know you won't let me down, 'cause I'm all
there are stars in the southern sky. Southward as you go.
trees down the Seven Bridges Road.
God, that sounds like a Guns N' Roses opening.
I got seven women on my mind. Four that want to own me, two that want to stone me, one says she's a friend of mine.
Doesn't this sound like If You Don't Know Me by now?
Mm. Oh, there's a little bit of that, yeah. Well done, Jackie.
I know my stuff.
Frickin' hippie.
So?
It's another tequila sunrise, staring slowly across the sky.
Something tells me Jackie's camping trip would involve peyote buttons and burning stuff.
You know me so well.
Okay, so I gotta call you out on this. I knew this was gonna happen. You skipped over it.
Oh.
When you alphabetize, the article "the" goes to the end, so it's long run "the". This should have been four songs ago.
Hey, talk to Mikey and Danny. I didn't do it.
Oh, I will.
I used to hurry a lot.
You know what you're going to do? You're going to have a word with them.
Yes.
I used to stay out till the break of day.
Like this one?
Oh, no. No, thanks.
Raven hair and ruby lips.
Well, there you have our Friday Frenzy, our special guest, Eagles. Coming up, David Friedman's going to tell us about the movies. Should we see it? Should we not? Gina's going to sing, even though she doesn't know
what?
It.
What?
The players are simply...
I'm loving it.
The players are assembly for... That was such a directed... What? Itty-bitty theaters around the corner. And we're going to give away... We have two trips to Palo Casino today. The first one, we're going to give away at 7:50.
Palo
10 minutes
Casino.
Till late. What did I say?
Palo.
Palo. Palo.
Paula.
Paula. Chick on the street's coming in. How many marshmallows can she fit into her mouth?
Well, let me ask you just a quick detail about this. Is it how many marshmallows she can fit in her mouth or how many marshmallows I can fit in her mouth? Because I think I could get a couple more than she's willing for.
So if you guess exactly without going over, the closest will win the trip. All of it on the other side. This is Mark in the Morning.
You know what you need is a song you can share.
Yeah, you're right. We need to find our song.
Okay, so is there any song that you feel very strongly about?
I like Witchy Woman.
Witchy Woman?
You know, Witchy Woman.
Chairwoman.
Ah, which A woman?
Bullwinkle, a message in a bottle.
Fan mail from some flounder?
No, this is what I really call a message.
To my dear Mark in the Morning crew, I am a long, long time 4-hour listener from Lake Havasu City, Arizona. I am not a morning person, and Mark in the Morning is my coffee. I couldn't function without it. You all bring special something to the show, and I love every minute of it. I enjoy talking to Gina, Andy, and Jackie on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for being so accessible. I went through a very, very difficult time from the year 2000 to 2003. At that time, my husband was diagnosed with lymphoma. I had to work, take him back and forth to treatment, and we had 2 kids, ages 3 and 8. So I had to be a mom, a nurse, and a doting wife. Mark and Brian were the only reasons I had to smile during that very difficult time. And after losing my husband in 2003, Mark and Brian were the only reason I ever laughed. I have gotten a chance to thank Brian, but I never have thanked you, Mark. Mark, I don't know if you realize how much sunshine you bring to people's lives. I am so grateful for you and, as you say, your stupidness. If it weren't for you, I just don't know what I would have done. Every day, you, Gina, Andy, Katie, Danny, Jackie, and Mikey bring a joy to our lives that cannot be compared. From deep, deep in my heart, thank you. Nice words.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you just kind of have to hear what somebody else has gone through and you realize, I got it pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, sometimes we find ourselves like, oh, man, I've got to go and I've got to get that comedy bit and I've got to record it and get it into the computer. Oh, this is going to be a pain. And then you think about what people are actually doing in real jobs and real crises, and it just seems
ridiculous. And you hear emails like that, and maybe it's just my deep, deep rooted self-deprecation, but I'm thinking, this show is the thing that gets you through the day? Are you sure you don't want to make another decision? It's not too late to make the chicken exit.
We would have tried harder if we knew.
Had we known.
Well, I don't know about you people, but I'm in the mood for some company. And make it bad.
There he is.
That's what they tune in for. That's what keeps the turnstiles going right there.
Man, Mark really knows how to move the needle.
Soak it in, people. Mark in the morning.
Check us out. And now, to find out whether we should see it or not, we welcome in David Friedman for the movie review. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks a lot. Happy Friday, everybody. Mark, did you catch Mad Max?
I loved it.
There you go.
Yeah,
how come?
I because I'd never seen a science fiction movie like that. Everything was new, and you were so correct. What's her name? What's the
Charlize
actress?
Theron.
Charlize Theron.
She is covered in grease and mud. She's a bald head. She's got one arm, and I would climb her like a ladder.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go. Isn't it amazing? Still gorgeous, Charlize, and she's covered in poo, and she looks beautiful. We should all be so lucky.
And, you know, on that recommendation alone, my guy and I are going this weekend. I can't wait.
Yeah,
there
David,
you go. Great.
I made
well,
the...
definitely, if you haven't caught it, great weekend, long holiday weekend to catch it. And you know what? Mad Max got pitch slapped by Pitch Perfect 2, which made almost twice as much money opening weekend at the box office.
Good for them.
Good for them. How
Good
about
the
that?
Ladies.
So I got 2 new movies to talk about today. Tomorrowland and the remake Poltergeist.
What?
All right, let's start with Poltergeist. I so want it to be good.
Uh-oh. I think I'm in trouble then. And you know what? I want it to be good. Okay. So Mark, you're a big fan of the original, right?
Oh, the original, it's almost impossible to redo this movie.
Absolutely. It is a classic, probably one of the greatest horror movies ever made. And you know, if you're going to redo a movie like that, you're walking on hallowed ground.
Yep.
And the original Poltergeist was just wonderful. It took its time. It built tension. We understood the motivations of the devious spirits. Now, this version updates that. It has modern technology touches in it. And anything with Sam Rockwell, he plays the dad. I love Sam Rockwell. Anything with him in it is automatically screen-worthy. But this version just doesn't bring anything new to the story. if you're going to remake a classic, especially a horror movie, you got to change the scary parts, or they're just not scary because you're sitting there going, oh, I know what's coming up. It's a scare.
Yep.
Unfortunately, this version feels rushed because it's a shame. It's got a first-rate cast, especially Kennedy Clements, who inhabits the role of the little girl who's grabbed by the dead, so beautifully played by Heather O'Rourke in the first movie. So, Mark, I'm sad to say, Gina, Andy, this remake cannot live in the shadow of its brilliant original. This, unfortunately, is a skip it. Watch the original one at home instead.
And real quickly, and David, we're going to have to do the last review really fast because I'm behind. But speaking of Sam Rockwell, all of you write this down. Do not question it. See the movie The Way, Way Back.
Oh yeah, that's a great movie.
It is so freaking great, and Sam Rockwell, it may be one of his finest performances.
Absolutely. One of my favorites, a wonderful small movie from last summer. Let's hit Tomorrowland really quickly from Disney, starring George Clooney, written by Damon Lindelof, who did Lost and Star Trek, and directed by Brad Bird, who did The Iron Giants and The Incredibles. Talk about a great pedigree. And the movie starts off with a bang and hooks you right away. And then it goes nowhere.
Uh-oh.
It's got an amazing setup. And the problem is, I'll be honest with you, you can feel everyone straining under the corporate weight of Disney trying to create what is essentially an advertisement for their theme parks. Even A Small World makes a cameo appearance. The movie has stunning visuals. The cast has great chemistry, George Clooney and Britt Robertson and Hugh Laurie. For that alone, I'm being generous, Tomorrowland is worth catching at home. That's a stream it.
David is, of course, located on markinthemorning.com. He has just seen it. If you want to read further reviews that he has given, join him. David, have a great Memorial Day weekend.
You too.
Business and back. We've got Itty Bitty Theater. The players are beginning to assemble. And at 10 minutes till 8, we're going to give a trip away. How many regular-sized marshmallows can Chick on the Street fit in her mouth? The closest without going over wins that. But don't call now. In a minute, Gina is going to sing.
What are you talking about?
Yes.
I'm excited.
Hey, did you hear the toot on this? Remain where you are. This is Mark in the Morning.
This is 77 WABC.
Linda and I have had the most ridiculous fight about this song. I'll explain it to you momentarily. Nydia has called. Good morning, Nydia.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Really good. Thank you. How can we help you?
I'm just calling to say thank you. I've listened to you guys every morning on my way home. I used to listen to you back at KOLOS. And then I just wanted to tell a little joke for kicking off the 60th anniversary for the Disneyland.
Ooh. Katie's listening.
Am I what?
You are on, and we're ready for your joke. Now, you don't mind me telling you that it sucks if it does, right?
It does, but it's okay.
All right, let's have your joke. Ladies and gentlemen, with humor, here's Nydia.
Okay, why does Peter Pan always fly?
Don't know, why?
Because he never lands.
I get it.
Because it's never land.
Mm-hmm.
Get
never
it?
Land.
I love it. Yay,
okay,
Nydia.
You know what? If you're a Disney file, then maybe. But God, yeah, that was just...
That joke never lands.
That was the whole point.
I liked it, Nydia. I liked her confidence in it. I liked that she knew it sucked and she said it anyway. I appreciate that.
Do you appreciate enough to give her something from the booty box?
Of course I do. She's a fan. Hey, Miss Nydia, how do you feel about checking out Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin experience at the Greek on May 31st?
Awesome. It was for my birthday.
Yay! Happy birthday.
How old are you going to be?
30.
Oh, she's a wee one.
Oh, she is. So you're everything's still working for you. Are you married with kids or what?
Yes. Yes, both.
How many kids you got?
Two.
How old are they?
9 and a year and a half.
So you're busy. How long have you been married?
6 years.
You're about to hit that 7-year itch, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been together for about 8 now.
Yeah, but the 7-year itch is a real thing.
No.
I can tell by your tone that you and your husband are having a lot of trouble.
No.
Hey, do you want me to get you a guy to have an affair with?
Oh, my God.
We met you.
Huh?
We met you back in one of your pet adoptions.
I don't remember that.
Andy threw it out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, seriously, if you change your mind and you want to have an affair with somebody, I'll find you a great guy.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me know, Nydia. Let me know. Okay. Thank you so much.
Stay on the line so we can get
your don't
info.
Go anywhere.
Happy birthday.
Okay. Thank you.
On the other side of Creedence, Gina is going to sing for us.
You know what?
What?
I don't know anymore.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know anything. I don't.
You do know.
Every day is like a little circle of hell for me. I missed you guys.
And the players have assembled. We have an itty-bitty theater in 20 minutes. This is Mark in the Morning. Mr. John Fogarty, one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. Now, Gina's going to sing. She doesn't know that she's going to sing.
What
she
am
doesn't
I
know.
Singing?
It's, look, whether you're aware of it, every day that we sit here, when we're in a commercial break or a song playing, I'm listening to Gina, and she has been singing this for 5 days. So now she doesn't know she's going to sing, but she's going to sing. Ladies and gentlemen, the vocal stylings of Miss Gina Grad.
I'm good. I can have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home. And it's been a long night here, a long night there, and these long, long legs, they're near everywhere.
Hold up now, you
long good.
Hold on.
I will not.
Oh, here we are.
But if you ask,
my favorite part's coming up.
What is happening here?
Oh, baby, no, baby. You got me all wrong, baby. My baby already got all my love. And I'm like, oh, no, honey, I'm good. I can have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home. And if I stay, I might not leave alone. No, honey, I'm good. I can have another, but I probably should not. I gotta bid you adieu to another. I will stay true.
She is from Kansas City, Missouri, and she's a hick.
Kansas City, yeah.
Wait, let's do another round.
Everybody,
now better men than me have failed, drinking from that unholy grail. Now check it out, I got her, and she got me.
Good morning and welcome to KKGO Country.
Mark, this is your fault. You played this song and I haven't gotten it out of my head in weeks.
Well, close it out strong. We've only got a minute left.
Right. Oh, God.
Another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home, and if I stay, I might not leave alone. No, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I gotta bid you adieu to another. I will stay true. No, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home, and if I stay, I might not leave alone. No, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I gotta bid you adieu to another. I will stay true.
Longest minute I've ever heard.
I gotta take a knee.
Nicely done, Gina.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, the vocal stylings of Miss Gina Grad.
Thank you.
And I don't know who had the most fun, Gina singing it or Katie clapping along.
Definitely Katie.
I had such a good time.
I did watching the two of them. That was...
Katie broke a little sweat.
I was so excited. Let's do that every time.
Okay, just around the corner, Itty Bitty Theater, another piece of class and culture we're going to jam to you. And how many marshmallows can Katie put in her mouth? Call at 10 minutes till. I'll tell you again. We'll line you up the closest to how many marshmallows she can fit in your, her mouth without going over is the winner. Remain where you are. Remain where you are. This is Mark in the Morning. Katie, obviously I'm a huge Elvis fan, and her growing up with it, she has now become one herself. She loves her some King.
There must be lights burning.
Now, coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to start the Rock and Roll A to Z. A to Z. Nice. Yes.
Well, you skipped over something. You glossed over something at the beginning of Gina singing that song.
Uh-huh.
You said that you and Skeeter are having an argument over Diary.
Oh, God. Okay. Look, I'll just say it quick. This is the crap we fight over. This song, Diary. Mm-hmm. The guy finds a diary underneath the tree and starts reading about me. And she's saying all these wonderful things about him, and he is so flattered that I will treat her, my wife, you know, whatever. And so he's looking ahead because she feels this way. He's going to marry her. Right?
Right.
Right.
Okay. Linda thinks they're married now, and he starts reading these words, and she's talking about another guy.
Mm.
So the argument is, it is so clear that they're not married.
Uh-huh.
They're boyfriend and girlfriend.
No, they're married.
They're not married.
I'm on mom's side. Sorry, Dad.
You're wrong.
I listened to it with you. We all listened to it.
Well, it's one of those that I can't get out of my kitchen.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you all agree that it's a pussy song?
Dude, let me tell you something. In Cool Stories and Music, mm-hmm. I did an episode on Bread, and I was so nervous that nobody would listen to it. I didn't tell them what was coming up. I let it be a surprise. I got more comments on Bread than any episode that I did on anybody.
I'll give them that. They've got a couple of good songs that really, really move me. What's the... I can't think of it now.
Calm down with the tune.
What's
Guitar Man?
No, it's not Guitar Man. Name one of their others.
Baby, I'ma Want You?
No.
Listen to Jackie.
Make It With You?
No.
Jackie,
what?
Are you a Bread fan?
Yeah, I am.
I love Bread.
I love Bread too, man.
What's the name of the song that you guys are arguing over?
Diary.
Diary.
I found a diary.
Oh, God,
underneath
yes.
The tree.
And started
reading
truly terrible.
About me.
Gina, come on, man.
It's pretty bad.
It's another guy. They're not married.
Yes,
it doesn't
are.
Matter.
Oh,
we've been
everything I own.
Oh, that's a
that
great
song is
I would
fantastic.
Give anything
yeah, that's a great one.
I love it, man.
Now I don't like it anymore.
All right, I digress. On the other side of the outfield, we're going to give you Itty Bitty Theater. But first, what's trending, Gina?
Well, rapper 50 Cent wants... 50 Cents. 50
Cents.
2 pits.
So
4 pits. Wants everyone to know that he backs Hillary Clinton for president, exclaiming to thedailybeast.com that, quote, it's Hillary time. Health officials are investigating a salmonella outbreak likely linked to raw tuna that has sickened 53 people in 9 states, including California. Yeah. And here's what's trending in sports. The Ducks lead the Stanley Cup Series since they beat the Blackhawks last night 2-1 in Chicago.
Nice.
I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending. And now, the outfield. This is Mark in the Morning.
Here you go, pussy boy.
You sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm.
Andy's crying.
It's just so beautiful.
To me.
And on top of this, I now give you Harley the dog eating ice.
Oh my God.
This is sweet music.
ahead with you.
Get it, Harley. Bread and ice. It's good.
It's great.
This is revolting.
How did we get a license to broadcast this?
Never said too much, but still you showed the way.
Thanks, Mark. I'm going to be getting calls about this now.
How much ice are they feeding this dog?
By the way, I meant to mention it. Jackie's been deluged. The song is called Honey, I'm Good by Andy Grammer. Andy Grammer, Honey, I'm Good. If you forget it, call Jackie again.
Well, we'll press an acetate of Gina's version.
Yeah. And we'll do a video of Katie dancing and clapping.
Yes.
All right. Everybody, places.
Oh.
It is time to get serious about theater, because theater brings so many things into our lives. Katie, would you please introduce us in?
It is time now for Itty Bitty Theater.
Oh, yes. good morning and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Itty Bitty Theater. I'm your host, Jonathan Cameltoe.
Mm-hmm.
Today, our players have gathered for your pleasure as we share one of life's little lessons. From our cavalcade of actors, the parrot will be played and fashioned by the talent. The woman will be fancifully brought to life by Gina. Please now, clear your mind and travel down one of life's small lanes as we proudly bring you The Pet Shop. A woman was walking down the street when a parrot in a pet shop squawked at her.
Hey, lady.
Yes?
You're ugly.
The woman tried to ignore the insult and hurried on her way. The following day, when she passed the pet shop, she quickened her stride. In the hope that the parrot wouldn't spot her, but he did. And he squawked loudly.
Hey, lady.
What?
You're ugly.
The woman was extremely embarrassed. When the same thing happened for a third and fourth day, she had reached the end of her tether. She stormed into the pet shop and demanded to speak to the owner. She threatened to sue him and to have the parrot put down unless the abuse stopped. The owner promised faithfully that the bird would never say it again. The next day, the woman passed the pet shop and the parrot called out.
Hey, lady!
The woman turned round and glared at the bird.
Yes?
The parrot then said,
you know...
Oh, so satisfying, so satisfying. Rude, nasty parrot, you know you're ugly. Well played, nice parrot.
I love when Jonathan Cameltoe does a summation of the joke.
The denouement.
For Itty Bitty Theater, I'm your host, Jonathan Cameltoe. We'll see you here next time.
What's the history of that name, the heritage of it? Is that Scandinavian?
Nordic, I think, yeah.
All right, it is time to call. We're going to play How Many Marshmallows Can Katie Stuff in Her Mouth? This is a trip, a one-night. In fact, Gina, give us the ins and outs on this.
Oh, to the Paula Casino, a one-night stay at Paula Casino Spa and Resort, plus dinner for two at Cave. Cave, by the way, is a one-of-a-kind wine cave lounge and dining experience, all coming to Paula May 23rd. For more details, paulacasino.com.
When we come back, we are marshmallow stuffing right now. I need me some Benatar. Let it be, Pat. This is Mark in the Morning. Thank you, Miss Benatar. Mark in the morning. Good to have you. Okay. Everybody's lined up on the phones. Here's the point. We're giving away this trip. Gina just downloaded it to you. You're going to be given, you're going to give a guess. The closest without going over wins the trip. Jackie, run us down the line, if you would. We start with Melissa from La Puente. Melissa, how many marshmallows can Katie fit into her mouth?
I am going to say 20.
Whoa.
Okay.
Ambitious.
Thank you. Okay, let's go to Guillermo. Guillermo, how many marshmallows can she fit in there?
18 and a half. No, right. 18.
18. Is somebody writing this down?
I am.
Okay, beautiful. Gary from Riverside, how many do you think?
17.
Okay, thank you. We go to Bill. Bill from Santa Clarita. How many, Bill?
I'm going to say 21.
Whoa.
Okay. Now, these are full-size marshmallows, people. Bruce.
Wait. Bill can't say 21. He said 23, and someone already said 21.
All right, 23 for Bill.
All right. Bruce from Encino. How many for you?
Since redheads have big mouths, I think 21.
Wow. Wait, somebody's already guessed 21.
Right? Bill's 23.
Like 21.
We're on track.
All right. And Jeff from City of Industry. Jeff, how many?
I'm going with the sweet 16, since marshmallows are so sweet.
I was literally going to say 5, so good luck.
Katie. Really?
All right.
Okay, now,
I was going to say like 44.
No way.
No. These are full-size marshmallows. Jeff was the lowest, right?
Jeff was 16, yeah, lowest.
Wait, we also said without going over.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's going to win it.
All right.
I think somebody is.
We'll see.
All right, hang on. Let me roll the tune. All right, here we go. Katie?
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, let the music establish.
Sweating.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter.
Get it, Dean.
When the snow comes to cover the ground.
You are shredding.
It's time for
All right,
play.
Chick on the street, right. Start stuffing.
Okay.
Gina, count them off as she goes.
All right, here we go. One, two, whoa. Three?
Mm-mm. You got to pack them in there.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Three. I'm going to throw up. She is really trying to squish them to the side. She's using a weird technique. Four. Yeah, how anyone said more than five, I don't understand. Five. I'm going to throw up. Can she do one more? Six. They're kind of falling out, but she's doing her best to keep them in. And reaching for that seventh and eighth. She's opening her cheeks with her finger and trying to stuff two more marshmallows in. I'm getting this all on video, by the way. You can do this, Katie.
I've got a great seven still picture of it.
And eight. Yeah.
Hey. Can I put a few more in there? I think I can push a few more inside.
Katie, I think we're calling this game.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's starting to throw up.
How did you do that?
I'm holding all of them in my hand.
Oh my
They've all turned into one.
That is right. Vile.
So how many was it?
I might throw
eight.
Up.
Eight.
Eight. She's shaking.
Ugh.
Nobody wins.
Katie, you win a prize package to the Pala Casino and dinner for two at Cave.
Well, wait, shouldn't we give it to the person who's closest?
We said without going over.
Our rules were closest without going over. Everybody went over. Look, I got to tell you, I've been involved on the radio program. Like at Easter time, we had Jordan, our producer on the podcast, stuff as many peeps in his mouth. He could only get five. And those are bigger than I knew that we were going to be right around five or six.
Yeah. Wow. I just thought they smashed together a little more.
Me too.
See, here's Katie's big mistake. She thought that she could pat them down, squish them down like a hot dog bun. I said, no, they're just going to refluff.
Yeah, and they did. They just refluffed inside my mouth.
Maybe if you gum them for long enough, they kind of dissolve
all right,
the sugar.
Why doesn't, since Andy's feeling so ambitious, why doesn't everyone keep their guess and we see how many Andy can put in his mouth?
I'm going to put them in his mouth, though.
No,
Here we go.
I can't do 20
Step
of them.
Step around that control board there, Katie.
I can't do
20. Hang on, let me get the song going again.
Here she comes. Katie is now standing next to Andy, reaching deep into that bag, feeding him one marshmallow.
They are kind of big.
Yeah.
This is better than your colonoscopy.
Two marshmallow. Three ringy dingy.
I touched the inside of his mouth.
Four ringy dingy.
I'm touching so many.
You're gonna choke.
Wait,
five marshmallows.
I'm just sticking to the teeth. My God, man, you're crazy.
This is so disgusting to watch, you guys.
Oh, that's so gross. And I can now say I've been inside Andy's mouth.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. So nobody wins. Oh. I guess what we'll have to do is we're going to have to move this game.
I almost threw up.
We're going to have to move the game over to 8:50, and we'll give two trips away because we're going to do Who Am I?
Yes.
Danny's going to quarterback that. Danny will read a fact about one of us. It is your job to guess which one of us applies to that fun fact, and then the person still standing, or I should say the two people still standing at the end, are going to get the trip. That makes the most sense, I think, right?
All right.
Yes. My mouth is sticky.
I'm sending this video to Sam Peasley right now.
Enjoy life. That's what depend is all about. Because
a British man was depending on the kindness of security guards when he decided to stroll the aisles of his local supermarket wearing nothing but an adult diaper.
Oh, my God.
Anthony Bradford walked into the grocery giant Tesco and didn't bother grabbing a shopping cart before embarking on his walk, which was captured, of course, on surveillance and by plenty of shoppers with cell phones. The 26-year-old didn't raise a ruckus. He just wandered aisle to aisle, checking out the items, wearing the diaper. Bradford, who agreed to leave after being roused by security, denied that he had lost a bet, and he simply said, quote, "I had that Saturday feeling. It's all good fun. When you get that Saturday feeling, you've got to go show the world."
What?
This guy's great.
I want to party with him.
Yeah.
The Saturday feeling.
Saturday feeling.
I like that Saturday feeling.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
You know this man honors his commitments.
Mark, yes. You know what time it is.
Yes, I do.
And you said that you'd give someone something if they could guess what the first song of A to Z is.
Yes.
All right, just throwing that out there.
And
so he doesn't forget.
And nobody called.
No one made a guess?
You're reminding them right now. So give it 60 seconds.
How could anybody call if the lines were, you know, tied up?
Right. You know, while we're waiting, this might be a good time to give the station ID.
Or have one person that called right now.
Oh, we've got a special one for A to Z. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Cool.
Now, I'm not going to blame Dave for this, because this song is like 28 minutes long.
It's 7 minutes long.
God. Oh, my God. Todd, I'm sorry. Your report's going to be 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's not his fault. It just happens to be the song that begins with A, and the second letter is B.
Well, we have full phones now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And then a 28-minute
song. So stop
giving
letters.
Okay, how do we do this? Jackie, all right, hang on. All right, real quickly, Dano, do you have a guess?
Yes, Abacab by Genesis.
That's it. Gina in the booty box. What did you get?
Let me reach down in here. And oh, I found you a pair of tickets to see Jason Bonham at the Greek. A pair of tickets to see Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Experience at the Greek on May 31st.
Way cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Rock and Roll A to Z. It kicks off with a song that I actually like quite a bit. I am a Genesis fan, but Genesis Phil Collins. I found Genesis with, what's his name?
Peter Gabriel.
To be bizarre and weird, and it made me feel creepy.
It certainly was avant-garde, but I like quite a bit of it.
Made me feel creepy.
Rock and Roll A to Z. This is Mark in the Morning. I actually aged during that. And now let's find out what's happening in the world of sports. Here is Mr. Donahoe, Todd, to you.
Hey, great morning to you guys. And it's a great morning if you're an Anaheim Duck fan. What a game last night in Chicago. Tied up 1-1. Simon Dupre with the goal in the final minute of the second period holds up because Frederick Anderson played well, and the Ducks win 2-1, and they're up 2-1 in that best of seven series. And in the NBA, Golden State edges Houston 99-98. Steph Curry had 33 points. James Harden had 38 points. The ball in his hand. The chance to win the game at the buzzer. And he lost the ball.
Hey.
In the final seconds, and that was it. So, first team All-NBA is LeBron, Curry, Harden, Anthony Davis, and Marc Gasol. Clippers on the team. Chris Paul was second team All-NBA. Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, third team. Now, can you believe this? The Dodgers shut out for 3 days in a row against the Giants.
Good Lord.
4-0. Yeah, 4-0. So that's 31 scoreless innings in a row for the Dodgers. And even more so, Madison Bumgarner outdueled Kershaw again. Madison Bumgarner becomes the first pitcher ever to get a home run off of Clayton Kershaw. And now you got to start saying, Dodger fans, Kershaw, 2-3, 4.32 ERA. Those are rather pedestrian stats. And you say, is there something wrong with Clayton Kershaw? I don't know. I mean, we're so used to seeing an ERA around 2, around 20 wins a season, tremendous pinpoint control, winning almost every time you go out. And here we are at Memorial Day weekend, and Clayton Kershaw is 2-3 with a 4.32 ERA. So, you know.
Is there an injury that we know of?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Is there something wrong? We don't. I mean, nobody's saying there is. No one's saying, does he have arm fatigue? Is it this? Is it that? Does he have a hitch in his delivery? Have they looked at video from last year? I don't know.
All right, let me ask this, because I don't see the Dodgers out here on the East Coast. They just don't. It's not available to me. Does he still have his control?
Yeah, the control hasn't been a problem, and he is, you know, getting some strikeouts. But he gave up 4 runs yesterday. You know, I mean, when the Dodgers lost 4-0, he gave up the 4 runs.
Look, I have said that I've been watching a lot of baseball, and some of the athleticism that's displayed on the field is quite literally amazing. Here's what happens with a guy like Kershaw, or anybody for that matter. These athletes, you know, his first few times out, they didn't know who he was. They didn't know what he threw. And they struggled against him. These guys are learning every time they face him, and they're getting better.
He's 6 years in the league though now, Mark. I mean, he's there. I mean, you know, I mean, he's a 3-time what, Cy Young Award winner. He's a National League MVP.
Is the speed there?
You know, I'm not sure what the velocity is, but, you know, I just don't know. And I think that's what people are going to be doing now, is kind of scratching their heads. He's lost a lot of close ones. I mean, even though he's only 2-3, there have been games where you're going, wow, he was right in, and then the bullpen let him down. So there's a little bit of that. But the 4.32 ERA does not lie. Okay, that doesn't lie.
Yeah.
Angels lose it to Toronto 8-4. I got two more items to talk about here. One, there's a manufacturing company, I believe it's in Texas, called Big Game USA. And they're the leading maker of footballs used in college football. And they have come up now with a football that has a built-in pressure gauge. So when you inflate the football to 12.5 PSI, pounds per square inch, a little V pops up on a little, or just below the logo, so you know that that ball is verified. It's wow. You know, it's a valid ball. So will they start using this in the NFL? Here it is. If there's no V on the ball, we know it's underinflated. So I think that's leave it to technology and the entrepreneurial spirit to come up with the answer to a question or a problem.
And Todd, before you move to your next one, I could not be more excited about the fact that they're going to snap the extra point from the 15, and we're going to be looking at a, did you say a 35-yard kick, Todd?
No, a 32, 33-yard field goal. That's about what it'll be.
I'm telling you, it is going to be so exciting this season. Games are going to be won and lost by that.
Now, here's the deal, too, okay? Like they say, there's a 93% conversion rate on a field goal of that range. But let me tell you, when it's 3 seconds to go on the clock and that point makes a difference, I think that 93 goes to about 83. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just that little bit of tension there just for that one point. So it is going to change a little bit.
I love it.
And finally, look, it's Memorial Day weekend. We haven't mentioned it all week, but it's the Indianapolis 500, the greatest spectacle in racing. I'm sure Andy has been to the race many times, being in Indianapolis.
Absolutely, and I was just thinking the other day that I bet David Letterman, that's how he spends his first weekend off.
Cool. Oh yeah,
because he loves it there.
I've been to the race many times. It's a wonderful place to go. I mean, just being there on Memorial Day, and the honoring those who died for our freedoms, fighting for our freedoms, while watching the race, it is a spectacle unlike any other in sports. If you ever get a chance to go, it's something worth going. Scott Dixon's on the pole, 226.76 miles per hour, starting second, and I always love this driver's name. Willpower. I mean, that is, yeah, I'm sorry. And then in the second row, right behind those two, is the Tony Kanaan and Helio Castroneves, and then Marco Andretti's in the third row. So 33 cars, lady and gentlemen, starts your engines, come up on Sunday in Indianapolis. It's a great thing to watch.
Well, Todd, I'm worried then, because obviously you and Paula are going to go to church, and we all now know that you and Paula get together on Sundays.
Sunday, usually in later on the evening, yeah.
Mrs. Donahoe gets her pickle tickle. Right. And so I'm worried because you're going to have time to watch the race. And
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I could tell a joke right now, but I'm not going to.
Thank you.
We'll just leave it at that. Okay. Please do. We'll leave it at that.
Todd,
you know what it is? I'll email the joke. And then if you want me to tell it, I'll tell it. But anyway.
All right. Who makes your job possible?
Hey, a great weekend to buy a car is Frontier Toyota. It's Memorial Day weekend. Get the special deals there. This Memorial Day weekend, they've been having Memorial Day weekend specials going on all month long, basically. FrontierToyota.com.
Todd, have a great Memorial Day weekend.
All righty, you guys too.
Slicing off some business, coming right back. We are going to jump into some Memorial Day fun here on Mark in the Morning.
Here's the weekend, Brother Watch, from 77 WABC.
A lot of sun. So here's the deal. It's Memorial Day weekend, and Memorial Day is literally the kickoff.
The unofficial kickoff of summer, yes.
It is. There's going to be a lot of barbecue and a lot of fun. Looking forward to it.
Finally start wearing your white bucks.
Which I've just so been counting down the days.
I know.
So we're going to go around the room. Each one of us are going to pick a song. If I were to say to you, what song means summer to you, and is there a story connected to it? When we come back around, we're going to get into some of that. Each one of us are going to pick a song that means summer to us. Memorial Day fun is just around the corner right now. Mr. Miller, his name is Steve, and we are Mark in the Morning,
and this is the sound A to Z and the ABs.
Nice rock and roll A to Z. This is Mark in the Morning. Now, if you are in a choir and you want to be on stage with Foreigner, you're going to have a chance to do that. But you're going to need to get busy. The finals for this are going to be a week from this coming Wednesday.
June 3rd.
And we're going to get it down to the top two choirs, and a panel of people will pick. And what you've got to do if you're a choir is you've got to fashion it in the form of a Mark in the Morning jingle. For example,
this is 77 WABC.
Or
That sounds like a Glenn Campbell song. It's knowing that, do it.
So have fun with the thing, obviously, but you need to come up with a jingle based on Mark in the Morning.
I've got one.
Yeah, do you?
I told you this the second you told me the name of the show. I was like, I got it.
What is it?
All right. Mark in the Morning, yeah.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Like with a little something behind it.
Yeah. Like that.
I think it'd be rocking.
So that's good.
If you win, you're going to come in June 3rd. And if you win, you are going to perform with Foreigner at the Irvine Meadows Amphitheater on August 27th. Here's how you enter. You have to be a high school choir. You're going to write an original jingle for Mark in the Morning. Then you're going to record the jingle on YouTube. Submit the link right there at either thesoundla.com or markinthemorning.com. We have another contestant to basically show you how this is done. Go ahead.
Do you have a Mark in the Morning jingle?
Nat Harris comes traipsing in here and doesn't have a jingle for us.
Well, would you, with the ones I did earlier?
Yeah, do it again.
It's Mark in the Morning with Andy and Gina.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, I love it.
So anything you want to do, you can submit it right there at markinthemorning.com or thesoundla.com.
You guys are station employees. You're not eligible, sorry.
And people get, you need to get cranking because it's not that long from now. The finals are, again, a week from Wednesday. On the other side of business, we are going to have some Memorial Day fun. Each one of us have told Danny what our favorite summer song is. We're going to share that and some other stuff that you need to know. Stay but where you are. This is Mark in the Morning.
In awe, in thrilling, new, living sound.
I think I just learned something.
Uh-oh.
I don't think Mikey can say Subaru. Did you hear him say?
Yes.
No, what did he say?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think he can say Subaru.
How did he say it twice?
Subaru.
Yeah, it was a real marble mouth situation.
Yeah, right, well, you said Stabe right there.
Yeah, you did. Stabe where you are.
Okay, so real quickly, and we'll get to some Memorial Day fun, and I'll promote the game in a second. Guys, get ready. We can do our fake laugh here.
Okay.
Right. You ready?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Always. Oh, yeah.
An alarm went off in a Build-A-Burger and ice cream in the village of Mount Morris near Rochester, New York, in the wee hours of Sunday morning. When cops arrived, they found the place ransacked, the security system smashed, and cash register pried open and empty. The officers also noticed a trail of mayonnaise and elbow-shaped pasta leading up a nature trail. They followed the trail to a spot in the woods where they found James Murillo, Matthew Spatke, and Timothy Walker. The three were arrested without incident. So I guess you could say cops stuck a fork in the trio.
I like how Andy's went.
All right, Katie, you're going to get the same speech that Danny got.
What?
You have to leave room for the silence.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I ruined it. Oh, I'm so sorry. Do you want to do it again?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, do it again. I'm sorry.
God. I guess you could say cops stuck a fork in the trio. Thank you.
That's more like it.
Katie had to cover her mouth. I was like, I don't want to mess it up.
Stick some marshmallows in it.
We have two trips that we're going to give away at 10 minutes until 8. We're going to play a fun game called Who Am I? We have all written facts, fun facts about ourselves. Danny is going to read each fun fact. And if you could guess the person on Mark in the Morning that fact goes with, you'll be in the running to win one of these trips. The last two standing win the two trips. That's coming up at 8:50, 10 minutes till 9. But right now, Beatles on Mark in the Morning.
A to Z, by the way.
A to Z.
Across the universe.
See what you did? All right. What do you say we discuss this a little Memorial Day? A lot of people are going to be hitting the road this Memorial Day, and we mean a lot. According to AAA, traffic is expected to be the worst that it's been in a decade. Approximately 37 million folks are going to take a road trip. That is more than any Memorial Day since 2005. Fun facts about driving on the road. 90% of couples who have taken a road trip together say that it strengthens their relationship.
And you made fun of Mikey.
Yeah. Subaru. I can't say it.
Do it again.
Subaru. I can't
hey,
do
there,
it.
Hey, that was good.
Because I was thinking
do it again.
About Subaru. Subaru. I can't do it.
74 say that they hold hands and kiss at red lights.
Adorbs.
Oh. Adorbs. Uh, 44% said driving together is the best part of the trip. Now, I will tell you, Skeeter, she's like a dog. I put her in the car and take her out for a ride. She loves it. The only thing she doesn't do is stick her head out the window.
That's probably for the best.
80% say they like to talk and catch up on each other's lives. In fact, 65% say they have had serious, meaningful talks while in the car. 70% like to blast the tunes, and 55% take in sights and enjoy some quiet time.
You know, that's us. Tim and I love doing road trips together, and we just liked being in the same car but not saying a word to each other. And it's actually quite lovely.
Nice. I love taking trips. It's more of a hassle when you've got little kids to take along. Because you've got a travel crib. You've got all kinds of stuff.
Silence there.
Yeah, and it's you have to stop every hour because somebody's got to pee. It's not as much
we
fun.
Had it down, and Katie can tell you this. We would we were always really big about trips.
Yep.
We had a Toyota Previa or Sienna, whatever it was. Previa, I think it was, and.
Is that a minivan?
Mm-hmm.
You drove a minivan?
I loved it.
It was the best minivan ever. They all were.
Linda would never drive it. I loved the way it drove. I didn't have an ego problem. I'd ride that Toyota. I loved it. So I'd put all the luggage on top of the thing, and then the Toyota we had a TV in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. That's
and
luxury.
Then, so I would play the DVD from the front. And I bought wireless headphones for the kids.
Genius.
Mm. Get this. So while we're driving, the kids are staring at a movie, not bothering me. So Linda and I could talk and hang out and cuss and do whatever we did. Kids never knew it.
Drink beer.
You know, Katie, do you know how good you had it?
Yes.
Because when we were kids, you know what we had to do? We'd each get a Mad magazine and we put a towel over our heads. Mm-hmm. That was our entertainment.
Wow.
The best part of the minivan for me was the button that opened the side doors. My dad would just push a button up front and they'd both just like and come back. And to this day, cannot wait until I own a minivan. It is going to be the best day ever when I buy my first minivan.
I believe they do.
Oh, sure.
They've gotten so much better. They got swivel chairs and they got tables that you can take out. Vacuums in the back for your children. What? I need it.
I think we know what the Mark in the Morning vehicle is going to have to be.
real quick story, and I hate this to this day. I am so pissed at myself. Again, speaking, we'd like to travel. So we went to Palm Springs. Kids are young. Matt was probably 12, which would make Katie 6. So we're pulling up to the hotel. And I hear Matt talking to Katie, but I can't hear what he's saying. He's talking low.
Oh, man.
And so Katie goes, "Dad, do I really have to?"
Uh-oh.
And I said, "Have to what?" Matt told me that when we get out of the car and we approach the hotel, that I'm supposed to bow to the doorman.
No, to everyone that I saw.
That's
and
awesome.
I am so pissed at myself that I spoiled it. Because I told her, no, he's kidding you. Imagine the fun if I could have seen Katie bowing to every oh, God, I screwed it up. I so suck. All right, when we come back, Memorial Day is the beginning of summer, the unofficial beginning of summer. So is there a song that says summer to you? Each one of us have chimed in, and when we come back, we're going to not only hear each other's song, but a story that goes along with it if you got one. Stay where you are. Memorial Day fun around the corner. This is Mark in the Morning.
77 WABC.
So, Rock and Roll A to Z will resume shortly after 9. We're going to jump in a moment and talk about, with Memorial Day being on Sunday, it really does officially kick off summer. And I find that musically, summer in my life has always had some of the richest tunes.
Absolutely.
More than any other part of the year.
Hey, Mark, can I tell you really quickly? I just got a text from my dad, Steve Grad, over at KNX 1070. He says, "I love visualizing Katie having to bow down to the doorman. I'm literally laughing out loud. I'm surprised your brother never pulled that on you."
It's so good. I screwed that up. Okay, and by the way,
this is one parenting regret.
Yeah. Not withholding food and light for his children.
Oh, I don't regret that at all. Here's a point now. They're probably, I mean, other than 4th of July, Memorial Day is probably number two on the cookout thing. Mm-hmm. So if you are going to be cooking out, don't wait until Sunday or Monday. Grocery stores are going to sell out of hamburgers, steak, chicken, whatever you're planning to cook. Get it like Friday because they're going to sell out. Okay, who wants to go first? A song that that says summer to you, which, by the way, we may not get to the game. We're going to have fun with this.
All right, I'll go ahead and start because I think everyone else's is probably more energetic than mine. This is a story of President Lincoln. This is ELO. This is one of those songs that it just reminds me of those old, like, 50s and 60s, getting out and getting on the road, taking the camper. It just has that feel to it, that the instrumental feel to it, but then... It
has a John Williams vibe.
Yeah, but then it kicks into the chorus in just a few minutes. One Summer Dream by ELO.
Though it hurts me so,
I have never heard this in my life.
I'm crying.
And I love ELO.
Gotta get him in here. That's my quest.
We will. We'll get it done. Katie, you go.
It would be Lady Gaga, You and I, because it reminds me of when you forced me to sing it live on the podcast that one summer, and I was so scared.
Oh, good. So it's not just me.
Yeah, no.
You smoked it, though.
We're really playing Lady Gaga on the sound?
Yeah. Yes, we are.
It's great. Enjoy it.
Been a long time, but I'm Gaga for Gaga. It's Gaga.
Gaga.
Oh my god.
You want to sing, Katie?
You taste like whiskey when you kiss me. Oh, I give anything again to be your baby doll. This time I'm not leaving without you.
Pretty good, Katie.
He says, sit back down where you belong, in the corner of my bar with your high heels on.
I like this.
So good. Something about lonely nights and my lipstick on your face. Something
air drum. The drum fills underneath. It's good.
Nebraska guy. Yeah, something about baby, you and I. It's so good.
Ooh, I like that. Mark, if you'd like, I'm happy to turn this back around to a classic rock station if you prefer.
Okay.
Thank you. I just died a little inside.
Katie, I really like that song.
There could be no judging on somebody's favorite summer song.
I like that one a lot.
Jackie.
in fact, I might have to go download that after the show. So the song, this is actually a new one for me. My guy started playing this for me last summer, which makes me think of it as a summer song. And he said that it reminds him of me, and I just love that. I like Blue Sky by the Allman Brothers.
This is one of my all-time favorite songs. All time. That's a good pull.
Thank you. If you're not listening to this on a road trip, you're doing it wrong.
Walk along the river, sweet love by.
The solo, the guitar solo in this, is just breathtaking. Oh.
And truly my favorite chorus.
Props, Gina.
Thank you. Gina gets props.
Well, she's not saying caca.
Katie, it's okay. We have a couple of judgmental bitches in here.
I like it. All right, here comes the chorus. Turn it up, Danny.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love this thing too damn much.
Some of my favorite Allman Brothers songs are with Dickie Betts or someone besides Greg Allman singing.
Yeah.
So, Jackie, why don't we hurry up and get yours over with?
Forget you.
Do it, girl.
Oh, great one. Oh,
love this one. Family barbecues, beer, carne asada, end of the spring, and here she comes back. Hi, 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 hi there. Oh, come on, it's good, you guys.
Oh, this is awesome.
What is this?
Sly and the Family Stone.
Oh, God. So good.
Most of my fun bad.
Get it, Jackie.
Hi, 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 hi there.
Can't hate her now.
Get it.
No, damn summer days. Those summer days.
Yes.
I cry now when I want you.
Wow.
Great. Just wait for the lyrics.
Country fair in the country song, and everything is true.
Here it comes. Hot fun in the summertime.
Oh my God.
Good stuff here.
Yeah.
Sly and the Family Delgado.
That was great. All right. Mikey. We've got you on the board.
I can't. How do I live up to that? I mean, come on.
You can't.
You can't. I'm not singing this. Summertime always meant baseball for me, and so, of course, it had to be Bruce Springsteen, Glory Days.
Ah.
I ain't even mad at you.
It does say summer.
Mm-hmm. Can't do it.
The board with your summer song. By the way, Danny's in a way, so everybody be careful.
I'm not in a way. Oh, whose voice was that?
This reminds.
I just heard someone's voice for the first time today.
Yeah, I've been busy. This reminds me of when I was a little kid growing up in West Philadelphia.
Drums,
oh,
please.
Oh yeah, love it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It had to be this.
Yeah.
On the sound.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break
Danny.
From the norm. Just
what's
a
up?
Little something to break the monotony.
Rap with him.
I don't know.
Danny, you do too. It's cool to
dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Isn't it just cool?
And if it I love broke, it. Then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past. Adjust the pace. Hey, Will Smith. You might want to think about having a hit movie.
Oh, man.
Andy and I are just looking at each other like, what are we
really,
doing?
Really, Mikey?
Here?
The best lyric is coming up. It's going to take a while, though.
You know, I played on this record. I'm in the background going, beep, 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 beep.
Dude, when we had the Gap Band on the Mark and Brian Christmas show,
yeah.
There were 30 of them on stage.
Yeah.
They were excellent. And there was one guy, all he did was run around the stage and blow a whistle.
That's so
awesome.
Great.
That's a great gig if you can get
the,
it.
I want the Gap Band. I want to be the guy that gets to do the electronic drum. You dropped a bomb on me, baby.
Not much
That's
pressure.
A gig.
All right, for my summer song, and I know I've told this story.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good.
I've told this story before, but it bears repeating because I've always claimed that when you are experiencing life, great moments, and I guess bad as well, whatever it is that you're going through is embedded into the grooves
yes.
of whatever song was rocking at the time.
Yeah.
In whatever summer this was, I was 14. And I went on vacation with my best buddy and their family. And we had our motorcycles down in Daytona Beach, Florida. And we were staying at the kind of motel where you literally park your car in front of the room that you're
sure.
staying in. And we were kind of the hellions of the motel because we had motorcycles.
Ooh.
So we were already badass. And we would spend all day out by the pool with everybody else that was, and it was packed. It was summertime. Daytona Beach was great. And there was this one particular girl I started hanging out with, and I was 14, she was 18, but she liked her some motorcycle fella. This song played every hour on the hour that summer by the pool. And one day, this girl comes to me and she said, "My parents are gonna go to dinner. You wanna come up to my room?" Yeah, I do. She was gorgeous, beautiful white teeth, dark tan from the summer sun, and we made out, and it was my first set of boobs. I saw them. She would have gone easily all the way. I was petrified. And so, but I'll never forget her. Absolutely gorgeous.
What was her name?
Yep.
Oh, no, this is impossible.
It's
just not there. No, it's just not there. But that entire week is in the grooves of this song right here. Whenever I hear it, that moment comes back to me. One of the great times of my life, and I was scared to death. Okay, so now next week I am going to take a little time and go do whatever it
is
people
do. Think
about
what you've done.
And so everybody else is going to carry on just as though nothing happened. So Andy, Gina, Mikey, Danny, I guess Jackie, will be in here to bring you hijinks and shenanigans. What else? What am I missing?
Well, we're pretty much counting on nobody being able to tell you're going.
Yeah. And we will, because we didn't get to it today, we will give away all kinds of Pala Casino overnight stays next week. We're going to have a blast.
Yeah, so sorry about that. But we started having fun with our summer pick and ran out of time. There is more to be had. Rock and Roll A to Z is going to kick up in just a minute on the other side. This, we, us, is Mark in the Morning.
And specifically, 100.3 The Sound is KSWD, FM, and HD1, Los Angeles and Orange County, Southern California's classic rock.
Mark in the Morning, 8 o'clock this morning, we kicked off Rock and Roll A to Z. We're about to turn things over to Uncle Joe with the Rock and Roll A to Z. What can we look forward to, Joe?
Well, I can tell you, I know that Gene and Andy both are very glad it's the songs we're alphabetizing and not the bands, because I was telling them about you and the band A-ha. which would just be not the way to go. So I think this sucker, 1,000 songs, this could take us days and days and days. So I predict I'm going to stay in the A's for a while. That's my prediction. As long as you don't spend any finances on me, I'm okay.
Well, next week, first of all, we didn't get a chance to give away those
Paula tickets or Paula Resort prizes.
I've got a block. I've got a block on it. We got two more to give away. I'm going to take some time next week, so Andy and Gina and the gang are going to not only bring the hijinks, the monkey shines and shenanigans, they're going to be giving stuff away, and it begins with those two trips. So that kicks up on Monday.
Tuesday, actually. We're taking a day off, too.
Yeah, you shouldn't be the only
Big
one.
Big shot.
I'm taking more time than you.
Fine.
Diva.
Good luck with the therapy.
Oh, sure, podcasting is great, but have you heard about this new invention that puts Mark in the Morning directly in your car each weekday morning? Yeah, it's called FM radio, and you'll find Mark in the Morning there on 100.3 FM in Southern California. Thanks for listening.